Hey everyone, welcome to the Gospel CMS Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Baluri, and I'm so glad you're here. The purpose of this podcast is to share ideas and concepts that hopefully make the Bible relevant to you today. As you see that relevance, I hope you will be able to do one of two things. If you already call yourself a Christ follower, I hope this gives you practical insight so you're encouraged to seek a deeper, stronger relationship with God and use that to share His love with others. If you don't consider yourself a Christ follower, I hope this podcast will cause you to consider what it may look like in your life and then make the choice to actively seek that relationship with Him. Have you ever invited yourself to read through the book of Ecclesiastes? It's a great book about life. It's a book of immense wisdom, and it focuses on how our lives have no meaning without a focus on who God is and how we are supposed to interact with Him. Ultimately, if we don't have a meaningful relationship with God, we have nothing to hope for, and we won't find fulfillment. It does a great job of reminding us that life is cyclical, that there will be good times and bad, and everything in between. It's a great essay of sorts about a time for everything. Well, several things happened recently that reminded me how our faith flows back and forth and how we have choices on how to face life. Life truly is a back and forth, an ebb and flow. It's analogous to hiking. We experience peaks and valleys, and each leg of the journey gives us an opportunity to go deeper, live richer, and ultimately be transformed for better or for worse. It started with a team meeting that I attended. I was asked to give the intro, the jump-off talk, if you will. It was intended to get us excited and motivated about what the next couple of days would look like. I used the story of Nehemiah and rebuilding the city to get us focused on how we'd spend our time. I asked each member of the team to visualize what success looked like to them and what specific role they played in bringing about that success. I think it was a real hit. The two-day meeting was awesome, and when we got done, I was excited about what we'd accomplished. And at the same time, I felt all the pressure of losing those two productive days of activity that needed to be done. I was getting lost in my human need to make things happen, rather than reminding myself of who is my provision. I knew I was going to be away from work for another couple days soon after the meeting, and I was feeling very deeply the stress of making everything work. But God. Even though it was work, I eventually got everything done I needed to before my day was done. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the next couple of days were so intense and wonderful in a lot of ways. My wife Sherry and I went to a conference on perfecting our business, and it was awesome. We both came away with a stronger plan and excitement for putting it into action. I was overwhelmed by God's grace and provision during that time. And we also had an opportunity to celebrate my son's accomplishments and his upcoming 18th birthday. It was so much fun, while being educational and spiritual at the same time. I am literally filled with gratitude just thinking about it now. At the same time, there were a couple of things during the weekend I failed miserably at. Being a respectful Christian, modeling gratitude, serving as a protector and provider for the people who mean the most to me. I got so caught up in my own feelings and what needed to be completed that I completely blew it. I sank so far into my personal sense of disappointment and being a slave to time, I overlooked the importance of the moment. Normally, when I do something wrong and I confess it to God or the people that have been impacted, I just want to apologize and move on to something else. Or I find myself wanting to be whipped so I can really let the guilt and shame linger. In this case, though, I wanted the people I hurt to know that I realized I made a grave mistake, and I genuinely asked for forgiveness and listened to what they shared were the reasons they felt betrayed. I prayed and asked God to help me deal with these issues so I won't continue to fall prey to them. I'm sharing this with you so you have an opportunity to hear that being in relationship with God is not a static or linear growth process. It's a constant and consistent fluid motion, going back and forth, shaping us into the person God truly desires us to be, the person He already sees us being when we reach our final eternal destination. I'm also sharing this to remind us that we're truly human creatures, creatures that fail to live up to our own ideal selves on a regular basis. And that's okay. There is no guilt, shame, or condemnation in God or from God. There's just growth. That doesn't mean we don't need to commit to being better people and making changes to our thinking and doing so we stop doing the wrong things. It really means we need to recognize our own faults as being sacrifices we can lay at God's feet and stop struggling with on our own. And it means we should give others grace when they fall short. Feel what you need to feel when someone disappoints you or acts against you. And after you've done that, talk with God about your hurt. Let Him heal you. Finally, I want to ask you to do two things that will really begin to transform you. First, start and end every day with being affirmed by God. Look in the mirror as many times as you have to every day and say to yourself, I am a beloved child of the living God. Thank you, Father, for giving your Son and my Savior, Jesus Christ, to me and making me righteous through Him. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for making it happen. Watch your life change over the days and weeks as you embrace that truth. Second, write your own real, authentic testimony. In other words, write the one that brings tears to your eyes. What things have happened in your life that shaped you, formed you, both good and bad? Write them down. Sit with them. And then thank God for both, because those are exactly what has made you who you are today. And finally, when you're comfortable speaking your story, share it with someone. Or maybe a lot of someones, but share it. That's the way we're going to all grow in Christ Jesus. Well, that's what I got for today. I hope you've really enjoyed this, and we welcome your comments, your questions, your thoughts here at Gospel CMS, because whatever you're going through, we want to live right alongside you. Make it a great day. And whatever else you do, try to follow Jesus.